Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Use My Gifts for His Glory, already in progress.
Well, see, when you pray, this is what you need to remind God. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're going to pray for Sister Sue or Brother Bob or whoever, and we're going to use Matthew 18:19. Because, see, He wants to know if you know your covenant. Now, if I know my covenant, just like the other night when Cheryl and I prayed for that lady that had the wrong blood put in her, and that girl saw us on YouTube, it's amazing what we're seeing. This girl called us and wrote us on email. And said this friend of hers or whoever it was, I don't remember. From Romania, that the girl had put, she'd done something happened. Anyway, they had to put blood in her. And when they put the blood in her, they put the wrong kind in there. And by putting the wrong kind in there, it don't work. Two bloods don't mix. And so she was comatose. She ain't going to live. We got all kinds of issues. And the girl called, email. And we prayed, we remitted her sins. How many of you in this room believe that you can forgive somebody's sin? If you don't believe that, you need to read that scripture. That scripture clearly says you have the power within you to forgive sin. Is that right?
2023.
John 20:23. There, George has got it. He knows exactly where it's at. That's like you said, when you need this word hidden in your heart, don't you, George?
Yes, sir.
Because when the enemy hits like he did with a flood the other night, you ain't got time to go memorize the Bible.
You've got to have it.
You got to have it in your heart. That's why the Lord tells us, hide the Word of God in your heart. That's why He knew what was going to happen to us. So anyway, if we don't hide the Word of God in our heart, just think, if you got the Word of God hidden in your heart, and you know you got a promise like this, and you quote that to the Master, Lord, You said in My new covenant, now these are the keys to the kingdom, that if two of us on earth agree about anything, He said He'd do it for us. Is that right? So Cheryl and I, we agreed, Lord, we remitted this girl's sins. I didn't know what caused her to be like this, but I know something is in there that caused the problem. I have no idea, and she's comatose. She can't talk to me. She can't write to me. It's through a friend, and I think the friend even lived in another country. The friend was in Ireland. The other one was, wow. Isn't it amazing how God gets things done all over the place? And by remitting this woman's sins, and then agreeing in prayer, then guess how we answered it? Now, we wrote back and said, we have prayed, it is done. We didn't pray and say, I hope it is, maybe it will be. We prayed according to our covenant. We know we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. When we pray, He's going to answer. Is that right? But you always call Him in remembrance of His Word. And that's what we do every time. Sometimes we tell people what scriptures we use so they can go look them up. If you don't know these scriptures, but what can you get done with Matthew 18:19? Yeah, Kim said, I had no idea. I read that scripture. I think Kim was even a school teacher or something. And she said, I had no idea that that scripture meant what it said. Nobody ever told me in the Catholic Church it means what it says. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if it's in God's Word, He means what He says. And there ain't no two ways about it. The thing you do is read it. Just like this, in the last week or two, I have started in 1 Corinthians, and I've listened from 1 Corinthians all the way to Revelation three times. Three times in the last 2 weeks. You know, you can't help but learn. You're going to get something when you're listening to the Word, right?
Amen.
Just like George says, he takes the Word of God, puts it on his phone, downloads the file, goes out there and waters his trees and his garden and all that stuff. And all the time he's putting the Word of God in his heart. Never know when you're going to need it, right? Okay, so let's look at another one. Let's look at John. Yeah, that'd be a good one. John 20:23. Look at John 20:23. How many remember what John 15:2 said? What John 15:2 say? Anybody remember that? Every branch in me that bears no fruit, I take it away or I cut it off. That's pretty scary, isn't it? How many of you would like to live to be another 20 years older? Guess what? All of you that held your hand up, you better start doing something for Jesus. Because if you don't, He may take you out. Because did He say that? Did He really? young lady? Did he say that if you don't produce fruit for his kingdom, he'll take you out? He did? Is that what he said, sir? You think he means that? More than likely, I think you're right on target, son. I guarantee he means what he says. But look at this one. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted. In other words, whosoever sins you forgive, they're forgiven. The thing to do is you start forgiving people's sins. Try to find people that's comatose to remit their sins. If you do that, find out what the problem is, confess their sin, and then pray the prayer of faith for them. But then after you prayed for them, when they get well, when they get where they can talk, you need to go sit down with them or talk to them somehow and say, now, you know, I don't know what kind of sin you were in, but there was some kind of a sin. So you need to get right with God. I mean, just like people that'll tell me, you know, I need money to pay my rent. How much do you need? Well, I got to have $1,000. $1,000? Wow. Aren't you living in a small house? Well, I got dogs or cats. They won't let me live in a small house. Well, you need to get rid of your dogs and cats, you know. But it's amazing. You can't do that. You know, you got to do things God's way. In other words, I had a man right here the other day that come up here and he said, Pastor, I have got to have a job this week. I said, okay. How long have you been looking for one? He told me, I forget, a couple of months. He said, I'm just out of work and I have had no income whatsoever. I said, can you think of anything you've done that's not according to God's word? Well, yeah, a couple of things. I said, well, repent. So he repented. I said, now then, you're clean? You feel like you've confessed all your sin? He said, yes. I said, okay. Now then, the Lord says in Matthew 18:19, if two of us on earth agree about how much, what? You reckon he really meant that? I said, so unless you and me agree, you get a job today. He said, I can agree with that. I said, okay, good. We prayed right here for this young man, me and Cheryl. He left and got down here to this Paradise Station on the right. He called me back on his cell phone and said, Pastor, a guy, I turned in a resume last week. He called me just now on Sunday afternoon, and told me to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, who made us the promises, brother? Who? Okay, if God did and he said that, we ought to be praying in faith, right?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to be in agreement with you. Praise the Lord. So, see, he just gave us all. In John 14:13-14, what does John 14:13-14 say? Let's look at that. John 14:13-14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. What can you get from God after you confess your sin? Anything you want. That's just like I told Cheryl before we got married. I didn't have had any idea that I'd ever marry this girl. She had no idea she'd ever be my wife. But her daddy was in the hospital dying, and I think a half a dozen doctors had told her that he's going to die today. So she come and called me. I was her pastor. She said, Pastor, I want you to pray for my daddy. They say he ain't going to make it through today. I said, well, how old is he? And she said, he's 85. And I said, well, you know, he's lived the full life. I mean, you can't keep him around forever. The scripture says he only promises you 70, maybe 80, but it'll be with trials and tests. So I said, you're going to die. So anybody in here that don't think you're going to die, read Psalm 90. Guarantee you're going to die. You know, nobody's going to live forever. It's written. Your years should be 70. That's pretty clear, isn't it? That's 70 years. Well, I've already exceeded that, so praise God. And she said, but I am not ready to give up my daddy. I said, then take that scripture, John 14:13-14. What does that say she can ask for?
Anything.
So I said, you take that scripture, young lady, and you take your Bible, and you go in there, and you open it, and you lay it right there by the bed or on the bed. And every time a doctor comes in and tells you, well, Cheryl, I'm sorry, get ready, your daddy's passing away today. You say, thank you for telling me, but I don't receive it. In the name of Jesus, according to my covenant promise from God, my daddy's going to live at least another year. I said, you know he's got to die. Yeah, oh yeah, I know he's got to die. I'm just not ready for him to die right now. I said, okay. So she asked the Lord to give her daddy another year. And guess what? He got well and lived another year. Isn't that something? But she had to stand her ground. Now, she knew he had to die. She knew he was 85. She knew he had to because the scripture says that we're going to die. If you think you're going to get past 80 or 90 years, you really need to start doing something really different. Because, I mean, I hear people all the time say, you know, we can live to be 120, it's written. And I said, no, it's not. That scripture that they quote in Genesis 6 is not what that says. That's not what that means at all. We do a lot of things in the scripture that we misinterpret what it says. You all know that? But when you come into the new covenant, that's what we're dealing with today. Matthew 18:19, it's hard to mess that up. This scripture, how about Mark 11:23? That's under the new covenant. Mark 11:23. Let's look at some of these awesome promises. Look at this promise, Mark 11:23. See what this says here. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Is that an unlimited promise under the new covenant? What did he say you could say? Anything. But you listen to what we say. If you've never listened to my teaching on the tongue or the power of the tongue, you need to listen to both of them. Your tongue is either your best friend or your worst enemy. Wow. When we start praying for people, what do you think the first thing we're going to ask you to do? Repent of all of your sins. Repent of your sin of unbelief. So see, you don't have to wait on us. You can do that. You can think, have I got unforgiveness, bitterness? Have I been doing something wrong? Have I not done this right? God, what have I done that's keeping me from being healthy and well? Why do we not get our prayers answered? We either got a sin in our life, or we haven't got enough faith. We don't believe it. We don't believe. So anyway, make sure when you come up for prayer that you got a scripture. Make sure that you have confessed your sin. Make sure that you've told God. Lord, and if you don't know what the sin is, ask him. Jeremiah 33:3 or Psalms 91:15. All say you can ask the Lord and he'll speak to you and show you great and mighty things. So ask him to show you what your sin is, then make sure you've repented. Then make sure you're going to walk in obedience to God's word. Make sure that you love your wife like Christ loved the church, right, brother? Or make sure that you can't do this. Your wife will have to do that. Make sure she submits to you at all times.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Use My Gifts for His Glory, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.